This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And we're coming to you at the end of the match at Anfield. And it's ended. Liverpool 1, Brentford 0. And I'm not quite sure what to make of this game, to be quite honest with you. It was almost like we didn't quite deserve to get something out of it, but then we could have got something out of it. It's a really, really weird game. We let in a goal that, so we got to probably a little bit of a fluff there. We had a goal that was disallowed for VAR and we kept on chiseling away, but to be fair, I thought that Liverpool were well organised. They did the business, and at the end of the day, we didn't get the 3 points that we were looking for. Look, Brentford fans are coming out here. They still stay behind, supporting their team there. Frustrating, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what I've just seen, to be honest with you, because it doesn't feel like a defeat. It certainly doesn't feel like a victory. I guess it feels a bit like a draw. You know, Brentford fans singing the worst support I've ever seen. And you've got to appreciate that it was really awful, you know. You come to a stadium like this and you expect it to be a fortress, and it really, really wasn't. And I know, fair play to Bees. We didn't get overwhelmed. We've lost 1-0. I'm not looking for saying that's all right, because it isn't all right. But, you know, we can walk away from here with our heads held high, because we've really pushed a really excellent team every inch of the way. We beat them at our place. And we didn't deserve to lose today, I don't think.
Didn't deserve. Today, frustrating game today, don't you think?
Very frustrating. We're as good as them. They had the lucky break, we didn't.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, look, 90-minute game. I mean, for me, I've come away from this and I'm thinking, I'm not disappointed. I'm a bit confused. Are you confused?
I'm not really confused. As I say, I think we gave as good as we got. They had a lucky break, we didn't. I think we played well as a team. I think could be a bit more clinical in finishing. A bit like last week, it paid off. We bought on all the subs and it paid off. All the attacking this week, it didn't.
This game here today, listen, I'm going to talk to you today. Listen, we come to Liverpool. Second season we come to Liverpool. Last season, to be fair, they turned us over. We didn't turn up. But today, we gave them a good game, didn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. We matched them. It was better. Yeah, we should have got something out of the game for sure.
I mean, what do you think that it was? What do you think it was that we didn't get something out of this game? Do you think it was unlucky? Or do you think that they were organised? I mean, to be fair, they've won, what, 5 games in a row now, haven't they?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. Just we didn't take our chances. And maybe it'd be interesting to see whether the offside was offside. But there you go.
I mean, that was very tight, wasn't it?
Well, it's a good goal. He took it well, Brian, but yeah.
And also, the other thing is that obviously, like, we had a Chelsea result, which was great. The Forest result, which was great. Do you think that...
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
You know, getting these victories might have just taken it out of us a little bit, and then you're trying to eke a little bit more, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe. We haven't got a squad in depth, have we? But we've done well this season anyway, haven't we? We've done better than I expected.
You bees.
Come on, the bees.
Disappointing result, that one, wasn't it?
It's Anfield, so it's a difficult place to come to. So it is what it is, but you know, it's difficult. Apparently the offside was tight, but we'll have to wait and see.
We have to wait and see. I mean, listen, Brentford today, we pushed them all the way.
We didn't quite
get what we wanted to get there, but to me, I mean, compared to like when Liverpool came down to Brentford, I mean, I thought this Liverpool side was more organised.
They said it looked better.
Yeah, and I thought it was difficult for us today. We had to do something special to get something out of this game.
The second half was superb. We were on them. We were quick. We moved the ball a bit better. It's just that first half, the first 15 minutes, Liverpool managed to get a grip on us and we just couldn't hold it for a bit.
And that goal that we didn't quite get, if we had got that, it might change the game, wouldn't it?
It could have changed the game, but hey, you win some, you lose some, but we move on to West Ham next week.
You bees.
You bees. I'm the bees.
Here we go. Listen, I'm standing there in Anfield and I'm a little bit gutted, but I'm also a little bit like confused because I didn't know what was going on in that game because like we weren't battered, but we didn't quite just do enough to try and get the result that we needed, did we?
No, but I mean, Thomas Frank said it in so many games. I mean, I think we played brilliant today. I think the confidence that we had today was much higher, especially last season. But even this season, some of the games we've played, but you don't always win those games no matter how good you play, and you get points in games that you don't play so good. I think we made Liverpool look very average, especially in that second half. You can see where our players' minds were at as well. We had four strikers on towards the end of that game. That showed Frank really wants that victory there, or at least that equaliser. And I think the boys did us really proud coming here today.
Listen, the proudness is there, the Brentford fans are there. Listen, let's just come back to Anfield. I mean, this is the second time we've been to Anfield, and I know it might be only Brentford, but I was expecting a little bit more.
Yeah, do you know what? I agree with you. I wasn't expecting to feel disappointed today. That was one feeling I wasn't expecting to have. But after watching the performance and beating them at home, I do feel a little bit disappointed that we didn't get something out of that game.
I mean, the atmosphere as well. I'm talking about atmosphere-wise.
Oh, yeah, but it was underwhelming last year as well. It is very, very strange coming here. And when you're a football fan, not just a Brentford fan, you're expecting a little bit more, I think, as well. And then you come here and it's a little bit underwhelming. I don't know what it comes across like on the telly or anything like that, but definitely when you are here.
Well, I heard a lot of Brentford fans are saying that all they can hear was Brentford, you know, on the TV.
Yeah.
And we're singing, you know, where's your famous atmosphere? I've got a lot of Liverpool fans and I'm not disrespecting you. We're just reporting what we've seen. And maybe it's the fact that it's just Brentford and they just think that they don't need to sing against us. It has to be Man United. But surely it should be every game.
But unfortunately, that also comes with... When you're an international club like Liverpool, unfortunately, you do have a lot of fans that aren't diehard fans that might not have come to a game before. They're here soaking up the atmosphere. They're taking pictures, but they're not singing. They're not getting involved with any chants. They've got one song. I mean, they sing it at the beginning, they sing it at the end. It's not the same as when you're a Brentford fan. You've got a core that follows them around. When you're a club as big as Liverpool, unfortunately, your fan base, your hardcore fan base, gets diluted, and I think that shows in games like this.
And I'm going to say this, and this is not disrespect. We love the fans that come in here, but listen, all the fans that join up to Brentford, make sure you learn all the songs. You come to Brentford, you come down there, you're singing them songs as well, because we can't be having what's been happening here with Liverpool. Lots of photographs being taken and people just sitting down there in complete silence. Everyone talks about coming to you, where's my seat? That doesn't happen at Brentford. It's not about where's my seat, it's where's my stand. You stand and you sing for your team. But anyway, coming back to that one, this game again here, disappointment, like you're saying, disappointment, because we didn't get the result, but it's not a disappointing season, is it?
Oh no, 100% not. And I was going to say, if you look at our trajectory for this season, last season we drew with them at home, we lost 3-0 away. This season we beat them at home, we've lost 1-0 away. So the only way is up, really.
Only way is up. Come on, Yez.
Ubies.
Ubies.
Oh, I've got mates down there, so I'm going to go down
there. Listen. Yeah, draw, I'm going to say. You were saying draws would have been a fair result, and I think maybe they're right. And that's probably why we're feeling a little bit kind of ill at ease with that result today. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they had all the play, all the possession, put them under pressure. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was the final third of the pitch, just nothing was there.
We couldn't eat that little result, could we?
And it, you know, even the set plays and all that, oh my God, I was kicking the ground, but... it was just disappointing is the word.
It's disappointing. I mean, listen, it's not disappointing because it's Liverpool, it's 1-0, we kept it tight, we are Brentford, we're still up there. But at the end of the day, maybe if we play them maybe 4 or 5 weeks earlier, it might be a different story, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, but they got that little run, didn't they? And they're still on it. And they get the, what is it, the luck of the grass or whatever, the ground. Yeah, whatever you want to call it, they get everything. And... you know, we're the minnows, really, compared to that.
Okay, so listen, 6 points. We could have got 6 points off them out of the way. We've still got another 6 points we can get off West Ham and Man City. Do you think that we're still on course to get at least one other six-pointer?
Oh, definitely. I believe... let's have a look at the results, what happens in the next couple of weeks. But I keep telling everyone, I reckon the last game of the season against City could be a title decider. And I'm taking my little boy, because every game we brought him to, we won. Man City was the first one away. Couldn't believe it. Then we took him to the Liverpool home game. We took him last week to Nottingham Forest. Should have bought him today.
So it's all your fault?
It is my fault.
Yeah.
But he's away. So I couldn't help it. But we're definitely going to get him a ticket for the City last game of the season.
All right, mate. Let's bring it
the double over them. That will be the cherry on top of that cake.
UBs.
Season, yes.
UBs.
UBs. Get in there.
Yeah. Dan, a man in the house here, and it's interesting talking to people, and you know, there's a lot of people frustrated because they said that the Bees played all right. We just weren't able to get a result from a Liverpool side who did a job on us.
Yeah, I don't think Liverpool were that played that particularly well. We're just the victim of our own downfall. You know, our passes were going astray, our free kicks were awful. We lacked again. We're lacking like a lot of energy. We're lacking energy. Just too many stray balls and people not breaking quick enough. We're breaking. We're getting on the wing, but then there's no one in to cross the ball to. And then when we do cross, the crosses are going astray. So it's a little bit of our own downfall. But no, to come to Anfield and lose 1-0, it's not all bad.
No, it's not all that bad as well. I mean, Dan, the man, so we're talking about a woman. She's got a Liverpool versus Brentford shirt with a commemorative date and all sorts of stuff going on here. I mean, this must have been a big one for this one here as well, here today. But listen, Dan, the man, overall this season, and I'm just sort of thinking about this, you know, I'm trying to give up on this one. I mean, this season in general... we know that we've done really, really. We're just walking past that Alexander-Arnold mural here, just down in Liverpool. We're going back to Taggy's Bar, which we were here beforehand, where there's all sorts of music and singing and dancing characters going on, and there was like a band playing and everything like that. So some vibes. But yeah, the AA Arnold's we're passing down here, down Sybil Road, as it is, which is a well-known mural. There's also all sorts of murals down here as well. If you've not been to Liverpool as well, anything is possible. Never stop as well.
Like
you're saying, there's a Jan Mulby one there as well, which is probably a larger mural than all the rest of them, but we won't go into that one. Anyway, sorry, what are you talking about? But anyway, down the man. So look, this season, though... Look, disappointing, but, you know, it's been all right overall, isn't it?
No, I think it's actually... I mean, overall, it's been a great season. You know, we pushed on from last season and, you know, we can't complain too much, really. Yet there have been some awful games and there have been some awful performances, but overall, you know, we're going to finish higher than we finished last season. We've got some new players coming through. So I think it's a good time to be a Brent fan. There's a lot of positivity around. We just need to just keep going and just, you know, finish it off. And that final bit just to get over the line. But Yeah, all good otherwise.
All good otherwise. So listen, today's game here, what's going on here? There's all sorts of characters coming in and out of houses with all sorts of, I don't know what's going on with these Liverpool characters in these houses here. But anyway, listen, disappointed today. Were you disappointed?
I was disappointed. I thought Brentford should have got at least the draw. But in context, we're leaving Anfield having lost, and I'm disappointed. So that shows how far Brentford have come. But yeah, I'm disappointed. I thought Brentford played very well. Liverpool had a spell in the first half of around 10 minutes, and I think apart from that, Brentford are a better team.
Okay,
sorry,
you just stopped and just I wasn't ready for that, you know what I'm saying? But I'll just come back to you. Brentford were the better team, but why were they the better team?
I thought we contained Liverpool well, and when we attacked, we played with flair. Occasionally, our final touch let us down, but I mean, our defence was solid. We really limited Liverpool, Liverpool's famous attack with four strikers, to very little. I thought Ethan, Aaron Hickey, Ben Mee, Vitali were all solid. And I thought when we broke well. It was just the occasional final ball let us down. But again, in context, we've lost 1-0 to Anfield. I'm disappointed. And you're disappointed.
I'm a little bit disappointed, but I don't know why I'm disappointed, to be honest with you. Probably because we got lost a game that I know that we could have probably got something out of. But,
I agree.
It's one of them things here. We're coming back to the Taggies Bar, which is a big Liverpool pub, all sorts of music, all sorts of characters, and they're going to be chirpy and we're going to be less chirpy. But listen, win or lose, as we say, because we're Brentford fans and we know all about this, but listen, I'm going to talk to the Club Shop Anne's in the house here. Club Shop Anne, are you as disappointed as the other bees for characters, or are you quite proud?
I'm really proud, if I'm honest. I'm disappointed not to have got a point out of that game, because I thought we looked really strong. I think, if I'm honest, their goal came really early in the game, and I think there was chances where we just let people know, you let Mo Salah and other players, you just leave them on the mark. You can't do that. It's a bit like if you go back to Newcastle way last season when we lost 5-1, and you're leaving Bruno on the mark. You're leaving players like that on the mark, you're going to get punished. That's what happened. So if you think about that, really, really and truly, probably the only chance Liverpool had. I didn't think Liverpool, it wasn't, a world championship, European championship playing Liverpool side. I thought we looked really strong. I think where we went wrong is that you can't sit back for 70 minutes and think that you may possibly just not do nothing and get a point out of Liverpool. I think we should have made the substitutions earlier. I personally would have made the substitutions, probably at half time. Or maybe like 10, 5 or 10 minutes into the second half, but I think we should have done them earlier. I thought I think Hickey had it. I think there's a couple of players that had some really outstanding performances. Ray pulled off a couple of really good saves as well. But yeah, I'm happy. Do you know what? I think we stepped up. We had a good game. We didn't get the point, but But good weekend in Liverpool.
You bees.
So we've got a good band in the house here, Liverpool fan in the house here. We're back at the Taggies Bar. We were here beforehand, had a little sing-song, had a little chat, had a little drink. Liverpool won 1-0, fair play to you, man. You dealt with us well today. You must be happy with that, 6 games in a row now.
Yeah, very happy. Good win for us, although you made it difficult for us. Brentford are a good side, played well all season. Obviously, start of the season, I think it was 2-2. Last season.
You
beat us this season.
You won this season.
Yeah, you beat us. Yeah,
you wiped that from your memory bank, didn't you?
Good team. Fair play. Come up from the Championship. An absolutely storming team. Deserve to be where you are. Maybe higher even. Good side. Yeah, we found it difficult today. Obviously, we've had our problems this season. But eventually we managed to just hold on in the end and get another 3 points. Well, fair play to Brentford.
Yeah. I mean, you held on as well today. And the fact is that, you got the goal. It's a fairly early goal, which is one of the things that we don't want to do, because Liverpool are quite good at holding on to the lead.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. But we did come back at you, even though we didn't. It's almost like we were close but no cigar, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you were unlucky, I think, not to maybe nick one. Maybe, get a draw. I mean, I don't think it was ever maybe a likely win, but you played well up front. It made it difficult for us and everything. Good support as well. Good side. I like Brentford.
Yeah. And I'm thinking as well, like Liverpool, you had a really terrible start to the season, but you've had this run. And obviously, even though everyone says it's not Emma, you've obviously got your eyes on one target, which is top four Champions League. Do you still think you could do it?
Fingers crossed. It's going to be difficult. I mean, depending on United to drop points, obviously, but keep going to the end. And obviously, we pretty much have to win all our games. It's just not too difficult opponents to come, so fingers crossed. And nice to get Brentford out of the way, because I wasn't looking forward to this one, to be honest. Tony and co on the attack, on the counter-attack. Yeah, it's good to come through with 3 points. But yeah, fingers crossed we can make it. Hopefully United can fuck it up and we can take advantage.
You bees.
Fingers crossed.
Liverpool fan in the house here today. We're back at Taggies here today. And like I said to you, Liverpool got the result here today. Early the season, we did Liverpool on the 3-1 tip, but yeah. It's on the reverse here today. And Liverpool managed to kick the bees out, got the result. You must be happy.
Yeah, I came into this game thinking we were going to get beat today. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, now I thought we were going to get beat today. Because how good you are with set pieces, you're a well fucking oil team. I thought you were going to come there and beat us. But I thought we played very well today. I don't think you had many chances. I can't recall a chance that you had. We were very good, but I thought we played the game very well.
Yeah. I mean, again, I thought that you're very organised, because basically you knew what the threat was.
Yeah, yeah.
And you kind of like repelled the threat.
Yeah, yeah. What it was, I thought the referee was on your side since the first minute. On the first foul in the first minute, he gave it to you. So we know straight away he's a mank for the start. So we always know how this game is going to end. But I thought he just played very well. And I honestly thought you were going to beat us. Because you are a fucking brilliant team. And I get that team right now. You are a very good team. And I get that team right now.
And I appreciate that. It's all good. And we also think Liverpool, obviously, are a very good team. You've got some great players.
Oh, yeah,
you scored a goal very early on. And for us, we're like, oh, here we go. Because, you know, you're at Anfield. You've got the crowd.
You know what you say? There we go. It's not like last season. Look at Fulham. We scored early against Fulham. We should have dropped points against Fulham. Our biggest weakness this season is scoring early and sitting on the fucking goal and conceding. That's our problem at the minute. So I always thought, all right, you get an early goal doesn't mean you won it. What have you?
Yeah. So, today, 6 in a row now. You must be happy with that.
Well, yeah, because them man bastards are in front of us by a point now. They've got a game in hand, but you've got to put the fucking pressure on them. And I feel like we've done, that's a massive result there. And we put the pressure on them there to a point. They've got a game in hand. It's all up to grabs, you know what I mean?
And European tour. I mean, I know there's like a mini European tour, but there's the big European tour, you know, right? Do you still think it's on?
Oh, mate. You know what? No. I don't think we're going to get top four. I'll be honest with you right now. I don't think we're going to get top four. But them European, Europa League, we're going to all be there in our numbers, fucking enjoying it, you know what I mean, lad? Next season, I was dropping, you know that Robbie, Arsenal fan TV, he said, this is our biggest season to win it, you've got to look after it, Liverpool next season, because we're going to come back firing, and we're going to come back with fucking 4 or 5 midfielders, and we're going to win the fucking lot. And I'll tell you that right now, but Frank, we'll win the fucking lot next season.
You bees.
Yeah. No, we will. Honestly, God, we will win everything.
This is Mr. Brent. Try again.
You bees. Honestly, God.
Do you want my honest opinion about that?
Okay, here we go.
We didn't deserve to drop points, but if we'd have drawn, we wouldn't have deserved to win.
Yeah.
If it was a draw, you wouldn't have said we deserved to win. And we've done it. Apart from Leeds away, we won 6 in a row. Apart from Leeds away, that's the only one that I'd say we deserve to win. The rest of them,
we'll give you leads away. We
always, like I said last season, if we score first, you never get back into the game.
Yeah, no, but this season, we didn't play that. We were just, the way I describe it is, Forest today, even West Ham away, we didn't play that well. Yeah. We were just average the whole game, and somehow we've got away with it. I don't know how we got away with it.
What I'm saying is they are a good team, but
again, I'm not trying. On our podcast this week, check it out, PrideOfWest.London. We sit down and we try to debunk all these cliches.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying, all these theories, and that there's things that they say to you. If you play bad and you still get a win, then you're a good side. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're saying is happening today.
And I'd say, this is what I'm saying, we didn't not deserve to win, but if we would have drawn, you wouldn't have said on the spot we deserve to win. It's one of them where it's just we somehow managed to get over the line, and I don't know how many games we can do that, because you can't live forever just getting over the line. But it's the same on Wednesday against Fulham. It wasn't, I don't know if you watched it. You probably watched fucking
I can't watch them.
Even if I know they're going to get beat.
But don't know how long we can go for just getting over the line. But
so you sound disappointed to me.
I'm not disappointed, obviously, because we've won. I'm fucking made up, but it takes... How many games can you just about win until you're thinking, like... Because this is what I'm going back to here. We didn't specifically deserve to win that. When you look back, say if you don't know the score of that game, you watched all the highlights, you wouldn't say we deserved to win. We didn't deserve to lose or draw, but we didn't deserve to win.
It sounds like you want this season to end.
Could have said that about 4 weeks ago. Goodness me. I'm happy with the fact we won, but we could do with it ending. And at start of the season, I was thinking, realistically, I thought we challenged for the title, but we haven't, and it's gotten a lot worse than that. But I'm in a situation now where I think we still can get top four. I don't think we will, but I think we still can. But if we don't, I don't think the Europa League's a bad place to be. But from my point of view, because all the away games you get are fucking fantastic. So
there you go. UBs. Liverpool boy in the house here today, smiling. You've got the result here today, but you've got to admit, it was a little bit tougher than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I did. I've been at home. I guess I expected us to probably not stroll the game, but be more comfortable. On the whole, I thought the game was poor today, though. Like, from both teams, there wasn't much passing from both teams. I guess the ref as well didn't help the game. The ref was really poor today. Yeah, but overall, I guess you can't argue with a win, regardless of the scoreline. So I'm happy with the win.
You're happy with the win. I mean, you're happy with the win. Are you happy with Liverpool over this season? Because Liverpool, listen, they came down to Brentford earlier this season, and I'm saying this with the most respectful tone in my voice. Brentford licked up Liverpool earlier this season, didn't they?
100%, mate. I was embarrassed to be a Liverpool fan that day. Because, I mean, turning up at Brentford, the way we played was really, really bad. So, yeah, I guess I have to give you credit for that home win that you gave to us, that you beat us, you know. So,
and do you think today was a comeuppance for Liverpool? Because, I mean, you didn't smash us today. You just kind of nicked a win, don't you think?
Yeah, but where the season's at the moment and where we've been so bad throughout the season, we'll take any win. So that's 6 wins in a row now. And that's like going back to the last few seasons where just keep winning games regardless of the performance in game. So again, I'd say a 1-0 victory today, 3 points, happy with that. I'll take that all day long. And going for performance-wise, I'd say next season then, yeah, performance will come back. But for the rest of the season, it's all about just getting results in. So today, again, it was all about the result, and that was the main thing for me.
UBs. UBs.
Pardon?
UBs!
Come on, UBs.
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 There you go. It was almost there. But listen,
almost.
Bees fans in the house here today. Listen, I would say possible close, but no cigar, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Look, we'll take the 3-2 on Aguirre over the season, right? Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah, yeah. Take the small victories. Yeah, I thought today, actually, it was probably worthy of a draw. I think I'd like to see the disallowed goal again, and Bruno, great finish. You know,
maybe you wouldn't like to see the disallowed goal because it might upset you.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. I might be smashing TV screens in Liverpool and getting in trouble. But, I thought, to be honest, like, we didn't create that many chances, but, you know, we were solid, we played some good football. I thought Hickey was good going forward, so that was a bright point for me. Rigger Henry, as always, I hope he's okay, whatever injury he sustained, but he played really, really well. Konate seemed to boss Tony a little bit, maybe on the physicality. You could see Tony dropping deep, particularly in the second half, and maybe not being in the positions where we wanted him to be. Bumo had a good game, but his delivery let him down because we're so used to him putting wicked, wicked balls into the box, you know, free kicks and corners and so on. But other than that, yeah, I'm going to take the 3-2 aggregate victory. I'm going to take the fact that Liverpool did okay, but, you know, they weren't home and dry at any time during the game. No way, no way, no. So we gave them a good game. we played well. Jan Elk, fair play to him as well. You know, big shoes to fill in Norgaard's boots in the centre midfield. He did really, really well. So, no, I tip my hat to Brentford. They did well today, but unfortunately, it wasn't quite enough.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're here in the garden of the Taggies. We're here. We've had a good drink beforehand. We've had a good drink afterhand. There's loads of characters afterwards. Good vibe in here as well. It's a big bank holiday weekend. We're going to be here for the weekend. We're going to be having some jokes. But at the end of the day, Brentford didn't quite get the points, but it doesn't really matter because we've got the West Ham coming next week and we've got a few other games that we're going to do. Listen, at the end of the day, don't forget to subscribe to us on all good podcast channels and also write us a review. Besotted.com/beer. Buy us a beer. Don't forget, we've got your USA tour coming up in a few weeks' time, which Liverpool haven't been invited to, and also Leeds United haven't been invited to as well, and also other teams. But we're going to go into the USA tour. We'll be chatting about that as well. We've got all other stuff going on, but listen here. We're going to shut down now because it's bank holiday weekend. We're here in Liverpool. We're going to have some jokes here in Liverpool. We've got the characters in the house. We're going to say, as we say, come on, Liverpool! 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 Liverpool!
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.